And Mayor Beaudoin, can you talk about some of the ideas that were discussed during the meeting? If it would be approved, how would we go about showing that we are from the Lower North Shore?
We look at a special status probably from the population of Old Fort Tablan-Sablon. How it's going to be done, we didn't go into those details. Like myself and Randy will have to brainstorm a little bit about that. One of the suggestions that was brought forward by Chad and also in the past by Randy is have a special sticker or something you can put in your window that's validated by the RCMP and the Quebec Police that you have this permanently in your window when you're crossing in Newfoundland. That was one suggestion. But there's other things that we would have to brainstorm on as well. But to look at a special status for the population from Old Fort Tablan-Sablon.
We're speaking more at this moment for Old Fort Tablan-Sablon, but just down the road, would it include the whole Lower North Shore possibly?
Well, we said just basically Old Fort Tablan-Sablon. We did tell them that Old Fort Tablan-Sablon is the one that's trying to use this service right now, but there's people from all up and down the coast that travel to the Highlands. There is a travel exemption that is in place. He also explained to us that there's a lot of people from different places in the province and right across the country. They've got second homes in Newfoundland, and they're not allowed to come back. So if we put something in place, that might be beneficial to those people also.
We talked about Blanc-Sablon to Old Fort a lot because the road link is between Blanc-Sablon and Old Fort. However, like Randy said, when we put our proposition in to Newfoundland, they're telling us to put all our arguments in, all our reasonings. That's something that we can look at as well, extending it to the Lower North Shore, because it's the same thing. Labrador is extended to the Lower North Shore, not only to Old Fort, to Blanc-Sablon. But we reinforce more the fact Blanc-Sablon to Old Fort because of the road link right now. And people that's coming from Newfoundland are coming in here, going as far as Old Fort and St. Paul, going to do tourism in those communities. So that's why we focus a lot on Old Fort to Blanc-Sablon.
May I ask you both if you are hopeful that this is something that we will see approved for our region with Newfoundland and Labrador?
I feel very hopeful. I don't think it's something that's going to be resolved tomorrow morning. I got to be honest with you. We have to write up our proposal. We have to submit it to Dr. Fitzgerald. It needs to be analyzed by Dr. Fitzgerald with other files as well that they're looking at currently. So I'm very optimistic that they're going to look at our propositions very seriously. I think the fact that Premier Ball met with us this morning, to me, that's a positive move as well. So I'm optimistic.
Yeah, I'm also very optimistic. And I think that the people that was on the protest, Melissa and the group of people that was there, did a wonderful job. Because I explained to the Premier, too, that there was no shouting or anything. There was just a peaceful protest to bring attention to what was going on. And on behalf of everyone, I'd like to thank those protesters because they did a wonderful job. And they were the ones, really, that got this meeting so quickly with the Premier, Mrs. Dempster, and Chad. You know, we have no other choice but to be optimistic. I think that the Premier, he lit the candle at the end of the tunnel, I would say, and give us a chance for us to see that we may be able to get something done. Hopefully, that's the way I look at it.
Mr. Ball and Chad and Lisa also want to see a solution to this as well. They want the situation resolved because they don't want for protests to go on either because it do interfere with the services and all that, and it's not necessarily good for the population either side. So I think for them to resolve this situation is something that's very important as well.
Well, I thank you both for giving us an update today on the very important meeting that had taken place this morning. And of course, to keep us in the loop, you get a response from Dr. Fitzgerald's office.
We will, for sure.
And that was Randy Jones, warden of the MRC de Gulf de Saint-Laurent, and Wanda Beaudoin, mayor of the municipality of Blanc-Sablon, giving an update with their meeting they had this morning with the officials of Newfoundland and Labrador to talk about granting access to the Lower North Shore to Newfoundland Island. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blanc-Sablon.